Hi, I'm Batsheva Frankel from Overthrowing Education, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 160 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. But I'm not staying here for too terrible long because I'm going to be heading to the NC Ties Conference in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll be there on Wednesday and Thursday this week. So if you're going to be there, would love to meet up with you there and get to say hello. I'll have some free swag there. But of course, if you're not going to be there, my goal, like at so many other events like these, is to try to track some people down and bring some interviews back to you, maybe some reports of some things that I've been learning so that you can get the best of some of these conferences that I get to go to right here on the podcast. So that is the goal. That's what I'm going to be shooting for. Hopefully you'll get some of those at the beginning of next week. Also wanted to let you know that my new book, Tech Like a Pirate, is scheduled to come out sometime soon. We've still got a little bit of a moving target, but it's coming out sometime like end of March, April, somewhere in there. And I'm going to be getting to a little bit more about that. But one of the themes that we talk about, it's my book. One of the themes that I talk about in the book is how, you know, we can create this memorable learning experience using technology so that class won't be forgettable. And one of the ways to do that is to tap in the power of social media and some of these mobile apps that students love so much. And it doesn't mean that we have to download those apps. And it doesn't mean that we have to have students using them to complete work. One of the key things that I mention in this chapter is that you don't need the app to create the experience. So if we can look at some of these apps that students absolutely love and figure out what is inherently interesting about them, sometimes we can recreate experiences that are similar to that, or we can catch on to some of that fire, you know, that lightning in a bottle that those apps seem to have. I recently wrote a post called 12 Social Media Inspired Hooks for Class. And that's basically what I did, was I looked at all of these social media and I figured out what was inherently interesting about them. And if we understand that, then sometimes we can develop activities that play off of that same stuff. So I wanted to share a couple of those with you. And then of course you can head on over to ditchthattextbook.com/blog and then just search for social media hooks and you should be able to find it, if it's not already up there on the page. So, for instance, one of them was simple text messaging and WhatsApp. And with those, the inherently interesting part, or the hook, so to speak, is the instant communication. And of course, we've got some ways to do instant communication within class. Something as simple as creating a simple Google document and making it anyone with the link can edit so that they can collaborate in real time. Or just something as simple as dropping a question into your Google Classroom classwork page, where students are able to interact with each other in real time. Let's look at another one. Let's do TikTok next. You know, one of the things that's inherently interesting about TikTok is that it has these quick creative videos that are shareable. And so if we think about the different pieces of that, first the quick creative videos part, you know, this is one of the inherent draws in Flipgrid. If you're not familiar with Flipgrid, flipgrid.com, video response tool with a camera that lets you do a lot of similar stuff that kids are doing with TikTok. And so recording those quick videos and sharing them can kind of feel like TikTok in some ways. Here's another one. How about Twitch? YouTube Live, Periscope, but Twitch is probably the most popular one among the student age population. And one of the things that is sticky about Twitch is the live video aspect. You get to interact with people live. You get to see them live in the moment. If they love that idea, think about this. Video calls with Skype or Google Hangouts or something like that, very similar concept. And you can go to the Skype in the Classroom website. Just go to skypeintheclassroom.com to find dozens of virtual field trips, hundreds of guest speakers, thousands of other classrooms to connect with. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you've probably heard me talk about this. And so that kind of connects to the same thing that is so inherently interesting with Twitch. So I continue down through the list, Reddit, the hook there is nested conversations, and there's ways that we can do that. LinkedIn is all about the connections. Pinterest is all about collecting and curating. I even put one in there for Tinder, believe it or not, the dating app. So lots and lots of stuff that you can draw from to create your own activities. So if you haven't checked that out yet, you can head to ditchthattextbook.com/blog and search for social media hooks, and that should hook you up.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.